The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Australia's largest podcaster, the ABC, is to put 23 of its most popular podcasts onto Spotify in a six-month trial. The ABC's Kath Dwyer told us it's a big opportunity for the ABC, and we're really excited to reach audiences that might not find us on other platforms. If we were thinking, we'd have recorded her saying that, because that apparently is how podcasts work. Anyway, in total, the broadcaster, which is government-funded, has more than 175 shows. On Monday, the total number of podcasts in Apple Podcasts hit 1.6 million, according to My Podcast Reviews. In October, 97,000 podcasts were added and 14,000 removed from Apple's directory. As Spotify apparently investigates podcast subscriptions, Luminary is moving into their home country. It's now available in Sweden, as well as Denmark, Norway and Finland for 99 crowns or €9.99 a month. Sweden is one of the top five countries for podcast listening, according to research. Calling US and UK students, Spotify wants you. They've launched Next Wave, a search for emerging voices who will shape the future of podcasting and culture. You'll get a three-month trial of Soundtrap for Storytellers, Spotify's online editing service, and to take part in a virtual podcast seminar hosted by podcaster Jack Mate. And if you're a young Canadian, you shouldn't feel left out either, The Hot Docs Podcast Career Accelerator has been announced. It offers new Canadian podcasters between 18 and 34 the chance to grow their skills, gain invaluable industry knowledge, and make lifetime connections at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival. It's free to take part. The BBC has posted incomplete statistics about their podcasts over the last quarter. They say that data for platforms other than BBC Sounds isn't available, so no figures for third-party global downloads for this period. Perhaps if you're a Pearl programmer, you should report in to the BBC, because it sounds as if they need you. Beasley Media Group has added its podcasts and radio stations to Entercom's radio.com platform. The broadcaster has been focused on local podcasting initiatives. Podcast Movement has shared a few virtual networking sessions on their website, and a new Yellowtech microphone comes complete with other bits of professionally produced audio too, courtesy of audio imaging company Benstown.
This is SPR.
Yes, live from Washington, that is SPR, Superhuman Public Radio. We don't really understand what's going on, but we were sent a press release which looks kind of super important. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. And also, we'd like to recommend this.
This is the Oz Media Report. My name is Dan Barrett.
The Oz Media Report looks at the media in Australia and beyond. I was a special guest last week, but you're safe this week, because this week is looking at the Australian radio industry instead. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.